this week we were supposed to think of something that we appreciated out of last Sunday's sermon. And I thought about when Brother David said that we can only pass forgiveness on to other people when we've tasted it ourselves. And that's a good reminder when we should just acknowledge that we've done wrong and accept forgiveness for it.
I thought about a little bit more about what he said for forgiving and when you're being forgiven and you've done something wrong, you should be able to accept forgiveness and get back up and keep going. And when someone else has done something wrong to you, sometimes to forgive would mean to forget and let go of everything you have against them.
I thought about how he said that Jesus has to be both your Savior and your Lord. Like if he's only your Savior, but you don't do what he says, he's not really the Lord of your life, then that won't work. Or if he's your Lord and you do everything he says for you to do, but you won't like accept when you've done wrong or acknowledge that you've been wrong, and you just firmly just do what he says, but won't really just accept when you've done wrong and stuff, then that's, you gotta have them both.
You have to have forgiveness and love one another.
I thought about how Brother David said that it's really hard for a lot of people to let other people forgive them, and to let other people forgive you, you have to forgive yourself too, and just realize that you did wrong and that you can do better, and you're not above failing.
One point that stuck out to me was when you do something wrong, you're too proud and you don't want to admit it, and so you don't want to admit that you need forgiveness, but you need to just humble yourself and take forgiveness and go on.
He talked about how we need to forgive, and if we don't, we carry that for years, and the person that did the wrong would just forget it. But if we don't forgive, we can't just go on in life.
One part that stuck out to me was we need to learn to forgive and forget so we don't become a bitter old man. We work for some old people sometimes, and they'll start talking to us about their problems. Excuse me. I just don't want to become a bitter old man one of these days, because I don't like really talking to them, and I don't want to become one.
I thought about what he's talking about. Forgiveness is a hard thing to do, but much needed. And then it goes kind of went a little deeper about pride. You have to forgive and forget, but to forgive, you have to be humble. But if you're, and to know you're wrong, to get forgiveness. So,
when he said that to forgive, you have to have tasted forgiveness, and I just remembered how my great grandpa, my dad, told me years ago, he wouldn't even come to church for years because he just. He had something against the Mennonites and he couldn't let it go, so he wouldn't come back to church. Then finally he made it right later in his life.
I thought about how it said that the person that does something wrong to you forgets about it in time, but the person that you wrong just holds the grudge and just makes them bitter and just makes them bitter and need to learn to forgive and forget and go on.
He said that the person who can't forgive the person who wronged him is the one who's having the trouble, but we need to be able to forgive or else we can't be forgiven.
I guess a few of the parts that stood out to me in the sermon was the first part he mentioned about how in churches and theology and what people think they know about God and how they practice or whatever their creeds of practice are in Christianity, they there's always an overemphasis on one aspect of it, and then it's missing in other aspects. And I thought about how that so relates to my life, because, or any young person's life, because we're trying to figure out, you know, what really matters in life, and we're out of whack sometimes, and we need correction, and sometimes when we get correction, we need to just really take it to heart and realize that the one correcting us loves us. And I think that's how it is with God. And one thing that David brought out in the message, from what I can remember, is that, you know, we have a Savior and a Lord. He loves us individually. And I know there's a lot of emphasis on a personal relationship in Christianity, but there's some truth to that, and the fact that we are His children, and He does love us. He takes care of us in the simple ways, everyday things. And that even when we're suffering and don't understand, we just need to go through those things and trust Him and know that He'll lead us through those, and He knows what's best for us. So I guess that's what main thing I got out of that message is to not overreact to things. Just take them and thank God for everything. Because we can take a situation that's really good, and we think it's really good, we can overreact to it. Or we can take something we think is really bad and overreact to it. Or we can take it and thank God for it and go through it and preserve our soul. So those are my thoughts.